Business. BuzzFeed and online news. Which media company are you? How a young company plans to take on the news, Leviathans.
When Arianna Huffington sold her online news firm for $315 million in 2011, people gawked at the price tag. Now BuzzFeed, a hipper digital news firm co-founded by Jonah Peretti, a Huffington Post alumnus, has one-upped her. On August 10th, Andreessen Horowitz, a venture capital firm, said it was investing $50 million in BuzzFeed, reportedly valuing the 8-year-old website at $850 million, half the market value of the New York Times. Perhaps the investment is not so extraordinary. According to ComScore, a research firm, BuzzFeed had around 75 million unique visitors in June, more than the websites of The Times and other big dailies. It makes money through sponsored content, which often looks remarkably and deliberately like a normal article, but is commissioned by advertisers. Which Barbie doll are you? Was one of BuzzFeed's quizzes earlier this year. It was paid for by Mattel, Barbie's maker. BuzzFeed is only one of several new media firms making headlines. Others include Business Insider, Quartz, and Vice. These firms know how to present stories slickly on screens and create a buzz for their wares on social media. It is rare for venture capitalists to invest in the news business, especially at a time when many owners of newspapers are selling them, from Gannett, publisher of USA Today, to Tribune Company, the Los Angeles Times. Perhaps Silicon Valley has so much cash that money is flooding all the way to New York. But venture capitalists also seem to see an opportunity for new firms in a business mostly controlled by veterans. Surprisingly, BuzzFeed is starting to look a bit like an old media organization itself. It plans to hire more journalists, opening outposts around the world this year. But Mr. Peretti does not see any tension. What you see in the history of media is that companies start out doing small, lower-cost ways of content and then move up the chain, he says. BuzzFeed could yet go from producing listicles to listing on the stock market. But it still needs to answer the question, which media company are you?